Hello.
Hey, John, this is Forrest. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How about you?
I'm well, thank you. Hey, earlier today you spoke with my assistant, Alex, about your two properties in Louisa.
Right.
Have I caught you at a bad time?
Yeah, I am. She mentioned Poindexter Road.
Yeah, that
and,
was one
then,
of the ones.
Then I also brought up Doctor's Road, if you're
yes, that's correct.
Interested in expanding into Louisa?
Yes, that is correct. I mean, we have done deals in Louisa, but yeah, we want to continue. So, where are you located? You have a Fairfax area code.
Well, that's right, because I'm in the Fairfax County area known as Annandale.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I grew up in the city of Falls Church, not too far from that. So.
Yeah, not far.
Yeah. Okay. All right, cool.
But I lived in Louisa.
Uh-huh.
I used to run the radio station. So it used to be. Well, it still is. A radio station based in Louisa, but now it's just a repeater for a group of stations that have Orange and Culpeper and Louisa all grouped together.
Oh, okay.
But we used to have a, you know, a full-time staff, you know, DJs and salespeople. And
wow.
Then most of the businesses on Main Street dried up and advertising dried up.
Yeah.
So when that group from Orange, they'd come into a lot of money and they wanted to buy the station in Louisa. And that was great. And they said, did I want to continue? And I said, no, thank you. So I'd had my 10 years there. Along the way, picked up a couple of pieces of property one way or another.
Yeah, that's
and
how it happened.
Then,
that's
I,
how
then
it
I moved back up here.
Okay. Well, that's good. So you're retired up there now, or are you still working?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was, my retirement job was a company called U.S. Airways at Dulles Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And then they bought out American, and we all got new uniforms, and we're called American. And then when the pandemic came, I decided it was time to retire from that. Put in 14 years with the airline business.
What did you do in the airline business?
Oh, I was a customer service agent.
Oh, okay.
I enjoyed being out at the gate, meeting the planes and getting the passengers off and then reboarding.
Uh-huh.
Then watching the plane get pushed out and go on its way.
Slap it on the butt and send it off, huh?
It's always fun to work with the crews, and every day was different.
That's nice. That's nice. Yeah, I always enjoyed flying out of Reagan. Always enjoyed that because they had that, what is it called? Legal Seafoods, I believe it is over there.
The what?
The seafood restaurant, what was it called? Legal Seafoods or something?
Oh, Legal Seafood, yeah. I don't know if it's still there or not.
Yeah, well, when I flew, I used to fly quite a bit out of Reagan. I was a State Department contractor, and I traveled a lot for them. So Reagan was my departure airport of choice for sure because I enjoy it. It's so easy to get in and out of there. So, anyway.
You work for state security?
It was called Diplomatic Security. That's the branch of the State
right.
Department.
Right. They have an office over in Arlington, I think, across from my favorite Starbucks.
Yeah, I believe it's called SA-14. State Annex 14, I think that's the one down there. But yeah, when I first started, they were there, and then on my first deployment, my first trip, we ended up moving out to Springfield, out by the metro out there. So
oh, okay.
But yeah, so we ended up out there. But yeah, when I got hired, I was interviewed in that building across from that Starbucks. I actually had my first interview at that Starbucks. So
Oh.
yeah, small world for
Well,
sure.
I've got very good friends that I help. I'm in relatively better shape than they are, and they live in a big apartment building right down the street from that Starbucks. And so very often I stop in there and pick up a tray of four drinks to take up to their apartment. And I
That's
was my first job wasn't quite the State Department, but it was called the U.S. Information Agency.
nice.
And around the year, I don't know, 2000 or something, it got folded back into the State Department. And so I was a assistant press officer and assistant cultural affairs officer in different places for about 25 years.
Oh, overseas. So
Yeah,
you were posted up.
all in South America, pretty much. Brazil, Argentina, Mexico, Venezuela, Bolivia.
Yeah, that was my first TDY was I spent 8 months in Brazil. So
Well, I was assigned to Belo Horizonte, where I don't suppose they have any office anymore. And it was just a USIA office, just press and information, because we were in the Rio consular district, and anybody with a consular issue had to go down to Rio and take care of it. And then I think
Very interesting. What a small world.
occasionally, I was there for 4 years, and so our Portuguese got pretty good, and
Learning how to enjoy the weekends and go to barbecues got pretty comfortable too, I'm sure. So they definitely have a weekend lifestyle there and a nightlife lifestyle. Yeah, so
hello.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Now my phone is crazy, and it called somebody else.
Oh, goodness. All right.
I'm not very proficient with modern communications.
Well, I'll forgive you, okay?
Okay.
That's funny. So getting back to your properties, I'm definitely interested. We buy properties in Louisa that we can renovate or remove the old structure and, just build new. So I'd be interested to look at these and see what program it fits into for our business, if that's okay with you.
Okay, I think, well, I don't know. I think Poindexter Road could be rehabilitated. It might take some time and a little bit of money, but anybody with the interest in preserving an older farmhouse, two stories, on 5 great acres could, come out with something probably would sell for $500,000 these days in Louisa. Prices have gone up a lot recently.
They're cooling off quite a bit, though. The entire market in this area is going through a cooling period. My wife owns a home staging business, so she stages for many of the top investors and realtors in Richmond, and the market is definitely experiencing a change. We have our finger on the pulse pretty good with all that, so there's a lot of price reductions going on in Louisa. It's not to say you can't make money, but your sure thing has to be a lot more tactical now. You can't just wing it anymore and throw anything against the wall and it'll sell. It's definitely a changing climate, that's for sure.
Well, Louisa should be a little isolated from Richmond, and also looking at the I go down to Louisa almost every week and look at the Central Virginia newspaper, And apparently they've got three projects building right now of data centers. And
Yeah,
another one that
that
has been
is
proposed for, yeah,
juicy.
I think it's right off of Route 33, just 2 or 3 miles south of the town of Louisa.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I don't deny that, not one bit.
And of course, Zion Crossroads has come into its own. Because when I was there, the only thing was Main Street Louisa, but now you've got Zion Crossroads at one end of the county, and you've got the bigger and more prosperous area of Lake Anna.
Yeah, you got a lot going on. You're right. I agree with you. So, how would we go about, the next steps here? So, you say you come down often. Would it be something you want to meet me down at typically?
I don't. Maybe one day next week would work out for me. I don't. If it's 90 degrees, I don't go. And I like middle of the week on to do 95 to Fredericksburg.
Are you a morning person or an afternoon person?
Well, I try to get on the road right after the first morning rush hour and before the noon rush hour. So I'll often leave here about 10 and expect to be in Louisa, around noon.
So Tuesday, the 22nd, is a high of 85 and partly cloudy. Wednesday the 23rd is a high of 87 and partly cloudy, and mild wind. So, and then Thursday is a high of 91 and mostly sunny.
Okay, well, Tuesday sounds like the best bet.
Okay. All right. So, would you want to safely say 1 o'clock,
Okay, yeah,
or?
one o'clock.
Would that be safe, or you want to say
Yeah,
12:30?
I think 1 o'clock is safe.
Okay. All right. So what I'll do is I'll meet you, let's see, at the Prosper Road or the
No,
Doctor's Road?
the best place to meet is
I mean Poindexter. Poindexter.
at the Sheets
In
station
Louisa?
in
In
Louisa.
Louisa. Right across from the courthouse.
Well, down a block from the courthouse.
Right. And
Well,
we're
across
talking the
from the
same
city
thing.
government building.
We're talking the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So 1 o'clock at
Best
that
thing ever
sheet.
happened to Louisa was when Sheets built their store there.
Yeah.
Now you got an easy place for coffee and a public restroom and all kinds of things that were hard to come by in Louisa.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to be driving a blue Ford F-150 pickup truck, a newer one, like the
Okay, well, I'll probably be in a silver 2004 Subaru. I think it's a Forester. And I'll be wearing a Boston Red Sox cap.
Boston Red Sox cap. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably the only Red Sox cap you'll see in that Sheets.
All right, so Tuesday, the 22nd at 1 p.m. Let me see something real quick. I can send you. Do you work off of a calendar on your phone, or are you going to write this down?
I'm writing it down.
Okay, perfect. All right, so like I said, I'll be in a blue Ford pickup. I'll park on the outside
Okay.
area, and then I'll be looking for your silver Subaru Forester at 1 o'clock with the Boston Red Sox hat.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Anything
Thank
comes
you.
up, I will give you a call at this number.
And if anything comes up, I'll return the same and I will call you and let you know. Okay.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Have a good
Okay,
weekend.
you bet.
Bye bye.
Bye.